on Michigan, on Ohio. Just to meet somebody, you know, just my issue, you know. Vijaydan namano vishcham apitam vinyo bhutale sang rupa padamayam vadati sapadamante. Ye Krishna Padanasindho Dhinavandho Jagatpati Gopisa Gopita Panta Radha Pantana Tattapanchana Gaurangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Revalani Stevi Pranami Haripri Panchakalpa Darbhasva Kripasana Bhairacha Kripanam Pavamitya Vrishayubhano Namo. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadvaita Vadadhara Kivasami Loka Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Aso Mahabhava Bhavanamo Bhadri Sutisvasattaratadhyadhitabdhaha-urukkamasya-khilamandamuttari-samadhina-anusmaratadhyasthitam. Each and every word of Srimad Bhagavatam full on volumes of explanation. Each and every word. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Vidya Bhagavatam. One's learning will be understood when he is able to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Vidya. Vidya means learning. Not this sense, that sense. One can understand Srimad Bhagavatam in true perspective. Then he should understand this. He has finished his all education advance. Avadhi. Avadhi means this is the limit of education. Vidya Bhagavata Avadhi. So here, Nara says that Akhila Bandha Muktai. You should present literature for the people so that they can become liberated from these conditions, stage of life. Not that he should more and more entangle them in these conditions. That is the main theme of Narada's instruction to us. Why should you present rubbish literature? So, continue the conditional stage. Whole Vedic civilization is meant for giving liberation to the living entities from these material bondage. People do not know what is the aim of education. The aim of education, the aim of civilization, perfection of civilization should be how people should get liberated from these conditional life. Yes. That is the whole scheme of Vedic civilization, to give liberation to the people. So it is said, Akhila Bandha Muktai. Samadhina Akhila Bandha Muktai. We are in conditional state, perpetually bound up by the laws of material nature. This is our status. And nowadays, giving its instruction to backstage, present literature, so that they can become liberated. Don't give them more and more opportunity to continue this condition. Akhila Bandha. Akhila. Akhila means complete, wholesale. and who can give this contribution? That is also stated that Ato Mahabhago Bhavan Amoghakri. Whose vision is clear, whose vision is clear, he should be disturbed. Clearly, unless one has clear vision how he can do welfare activity, he do not know what is welfare. His vision is clouded. If one's vision is clouded, if you do not know what is the destination of your journey, how you can make progress? Therefore, the qualification, those who are prepared to do good to the human society, they must have clear vision. They will have clear vision. Everyone is becoming leader, everyone is trying to lead people, but he himself is blind. He does not know what is the end of life. Nothing will do shatra gati ni vishnu. So therefore, that they can do it, because he has clear vision. Narada 35. Narada knows his disciple, what is the position. The spiritual master knows what is the condition. Just like a physician knows by simply feeling the beating of pulse, an expert physician can know what is the condition of this patient. And he treats him and gives him medicine accordingly. Similarly, a spiritual master, his actual spiritual master, he can know, he knows the pulse beating of the disciple. And he therefore gives him particular kind of medicine so that he may be cured. So, Narada Muni knows what is the status of that. He knows that he has got clear vision. Amoghadri. Siddhartha Swami says, Amogha. Amogha means Amogha means sinful. And Amogha means without anything. Amogha. So long one lives sinful life, he cannot have clear vision. Disease condition. How? Physician healed us. He cannot have clear vision. The Amogha Greek means he is liberated first. He can see. Amogha Greek. Greek means vision. Amogha Greek. And Suchisrava. Suchisrava. Suchisrava means whose srava means oral reception. Suchi. Suchi means pure. Who has received knowledge by oral reception in pure heart. Or from the pure source. Suchi srava. Suchi means pure. Srava. Srava means hearing. Suchi. These are the qualifications of the person who can actually do benefit to the human society. Not that everyone can do. That is the mistake of the everyone is giving some idea and some theory that this way there will be peace, there will be nice thing in the world. But he does not know. That he has to receive from the pure source by oral reception. One has to hear from the pure source, what is actually benefit to the human system. These are the qualifications. Suchisrava. Then next word is Sattarata. Sattva means truth. And Rata means engage. one who is engaged in the matter of the absolute truth, not relative truth. As the Sattva-rasa and Dhita-vrata. Dhita-vrata, vrata. Vrata means bhav. And Dhita means to have taken bhav. That I can do this. These are the qualifications. Now, when these qualifications are there, then Narada Muni entrusts back there that you can liberate all the conditioned souls. Oh. How? Conditioned souls, samadhina anusmara tadvichishtitam. Simply, you try to contemplate, meditate on the activities of the Supreme Lord. Samadhina. This is samadhi. Yoga process means to come to the stage of samadhi. Ashtanga yoga. Yoga means there are 8 different stages. And the last stage is called samadhi. The first stage is yam. Sanyam. Controlling the senses. Yoga indriya samadhi. The beginning of yoga system means you have to control your senses. This is the first beginning. It is not a plaything. That you do all nonsense and you become a yogi. No. These things are very clearly explained in Bhagavad Gita. You have to regulate your life, you have to stop sex life, you have to eat certain procedure, you have to sleep under certain procedure in this way. You have to follow so many regulative principles. That is called yam. Yam. Yam means regulative principle. Yam means controlling the sense. Yam is yam. Then asana. Then sitting posture. Generally, in these yoga societies in your country, they give some lesson on the sitting posture and people become captivated that he is practicing yoga. No. First one has to follow regulative principles and control the senses, then practice the sitting posture. Yam, niyam, asan, prana. And when your sitting posture is correct, then you can exercise breathing. Exercise. Breathing exercise means the nostril which is stopped breathing. You have to press that side and try to breathe from the other side in this way, breathing exercise. Yam, yam, asam, prana, this is called prana. Then dhyana, meditation. And what is that meditation? That meditation, here it is recommended. Tadvichishtitam. Meditation on the activities of the Supreme Lord. If the Supreme Lord is impersonal, then where is the personal activities? And how you can concentrate your mind something impersonal? Bhagavad Gita says, that klesa odhikatarastisam abhakta saktachitasam. Those who are trying to meditate on the impersonal feature, impersonal feature, their process is very troublesome. Klesa odhikatara. Odhikatara means greater. Any spiritual realization without painstaking, without accepting some voluntary trouble, and nobody can very easily eating, drinking, wearing, no, that is not spiritual advancement. One has to accept voluntarily some principle. That's called tapasya. Dhyana means meditation. So that dhyana. Then dharana. Dharana means meditating, then the subject matter will be fixed up in your heart. It will not move. Not that every day I'm meditating on some new subject, no. The meditation is Vishnumurti. Actually, those who are yogis, they meditate on the four-handed Vishnumurti. Mappa. Bhagavad Gita has said Mappa. And to me, either Krishna or Vishnu, that is meditation. Dhyana, Dharana. And one is practice. Meditating, first beginning from the lotus feet. These things are all explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Then gradually, when you have practiced to think of Krishna's lotus feet or Vishnu's lotus feet, then you proceed. Then the thigh, then the waist, then the chest, then the mouth, the face. Then in this way, one after another, you have to meditate. In this way, when your meditation is fixed, that is called dharana. Dharana. That is not moving. Dhyan dharana. Then pratyaha. Pratyaha means that your senses have been withdrawn from material engagement. The example is just like the tortoise. The tortoise can wind up all these parts of the limbs of the body easily. And when it is required, it can expand. So pratyaha means that you have to withdraw the sensual activities inside. So when you withdraw your senses for inside activities, that is Krishna consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. You have to think always how to satisfy Krishna. Rishikena Rishikesa Srivanam. Therefore, Rishik means the senses. And Rishikesa means the master of the senses. Krishna is the master of the senses. I am possessing my hand, but actually, the owner of the hand is Krishna. These things are very nicely explained in Bhagavad Gita. Matta sriti jnanam apohanam. Suppose you are writing with your hand. So your memory must be acting. Otherwise you cannot write. If your memory, if your brain does not act, how you can write? Suppose you are typing. If memory does not act, then what is the use of this hand or your leg? And then Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna says, Sarvastra chaham vidishan nivishta. I am sitting in everyone's heart. Matta smriti jnana. The knowledge and memory is from me. Therefore, when Krishna gives you memorization, gives you knowledge, then you can write or do something. Therefore, this hand is not yours. It is Krishna. And Krishna consciousness means to know that this hand does not belong to me, it is Krishna. Therefore, it must be engaged in Krishna's service. Rishik, this India, this sense, Rishikena, by this sense, Rishikesa, the master of the sense, should be served. Rishikena, Rishikesa, Srivaram, service, bhakti, this is bhakti. Bhakti is nothing new or something extraordinary. Simply to know, to be conscious that all my senses, they belong to Krishna. Just like I am sitting here. These boys, these who are conducting this new Vrindavan. They have kindly given me this seat. So, this is an example. So this seat, I am a sannyasi, this seat does not belong to me, but I am sitting very comfortably because they have given to me. Similarly, these hands, legs, all these senses, five knowledge acquiring senses and five active senses, ten kinds of senses, and the mind is in the center. All these senses belong to Krishna. So sarvapadi vinin muttam tatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti vichyate. What is the bhakti Krishna concept? That one has to purify the senses. Aham mameti. Now I am clear that this hand is mine. This is mine. This is my, this is I. This is my, this is the disease. Aham mameti. Janasya mohoyam. What is illusion? This is illusion. My and mine. Everyone is claiming it is my body, it is my life, it is my child, it is my country, it is my society, it is my. And I, unless I, there is no mind. So, aham mameti, this is the disease. And Krishna consciousness has to cure this. To cure this illusion. What is that? When I understand that I have no existence without Krishna, I am part and parcel of Krishna. In that sense, I am Krishna's. That means to understand Krishna's identification. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Dive Swarupa Nitya Krishna Das. Because I am part and parcel of Krishna, then what is my duty? To serve Krishna. There is no other duty. Any other duty I manifest, then that is illusion. That is mine. Any duty I manufacture. So under illusion, I am manufacturing duties. This is called conditional life. So Vyasadeva's advice, Akhila Bandha Mukta. The people are under illusion. I and mine. So, just try to get them liberated from this illusion. And this is Vaishnava's duty. Just as Narada is advising Vyasadeva, if Vyasadeva is advising his disciple, Madhyacharya, he is advising his disciple. This is Vaishnavism. They are not concerned for personal self. Akhila Bandha Mukta. Just try to liberate all these conditions. So, just as Lord Jesus Christ. For himself, you are son of God. He has nothing to do. God consciousness you are. He is perfectly. He knows everything. But why he was crucified? Because he wanted to work for others. That is why he is. Lord Chaitanya advises that jare dakho tare kaho Krishna bodhe. The Krishna consciousness means when are you met? Suppose I practice some yoga practice. Suppose I become perfect. So that I make for myself. For myself. But Krishna consciousness is so nice, just like Vyasadeva's advice. For others. This Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Atatasmat manushyesu kasyapi priyatistha. So, advice is that you do this. What is that? Urukramasa. Each and all is meaningful. Urukram. Uru means uncommon. Uru. Uru means great. And krama. Krama means activities. So, who is Urukram? Urukram is Krishna. Wow. His activities are uncommon. Let's see this Pacific Ocean is just like in a cup and it is floating in the sky. Is it not? We see, oh, it is vast ocean. But what is the position of this? This vast ocean is in a cup and it is floating in the sky. That's all. Let's see, this is Kalurukrama, this is God's activity. Can you float a cup of water in the sky? Is it possible? Let any scientists come and make any arrangement. They have discovered all this gravity of, what is called? Gravitation. So many things they have discovered. But let them fly a cup of water in the sky. Is it possible? Is there any scientist? Therefore, wonderful activities means the wonderful actor means Krishna, Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra is like Bhavan Dev. He asks Bali Maharaj to give him land covering his 3 feet. My dear sir, you are asking from me land, you ask something more. Your feet is so small, what will you do with the 3 feet? Or he says, yes, it is all that. So when the one thing, the whole universe becomes covered, upside. And another thing is downside. And then there is no fear to step the another thing. Therefore it is called Urukram. This is Krishna. Krishna, at the age of 7 years, he lifted the Govardhan tree, just like the children plucked out the flowers like this. This is called Urukrama. Ankama, wonderful. Therefore, Krishna's name is, another name is Urukrama. So here it is stated that Tad Vicheshtitam, whose activities? Urukramasya, who acts wonderfully. Not that somebody is meditating, his activities should be described. What wonderful things he has done. We are accepting anyone as God. That is, do not test. What proof he has given to become God? Here is God. Urukram. Here is God. We accept Krishna as God. He has done from the very childhood uncommon, wonderful activities. You are not fooled that we accept somebody, the nonsense, having a great beard, and we accept God. No. You must see that he has wonderful activities. What is that wonderful activity? What's one test? So here it is said, Urukramasya. If you describe the activities of the Supreme Lord who acts wonderfully, then samadhina, that you can, that samadhi, do with samadhi. After passing all these stages, when one comes to the samadhi, fixed up is concentration, meditation, fixed up on Krishna and Vishnu, that is called samadhi, and in that samadhi, one can become liberated simply by thinking of the activities of the Lord. How it is so? It is described in the Bhagavad Gita that janma karma me digam jo janati tattata tatta deham punar janma naiti mameti kaunti. My dear son of Kunti Arjuna, if somebody knows actually what are my activities, then simply by knowing what are my activities, he becomes liberated. Just they see how Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad is working. What is said by, this is called Parampara Krishna. That is what is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita by the Lord Himself is here also confirmed by Narada. You don't find any contradiction. In the Bhagavad Gita, just like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dhanman Paritaja Mamekam Saranam. And what we are saying, that you give up everything, just become Krishna conscious. The same thing. Therefore, it is for liberation. What was spoken by God Himself directly, the same thing is spoken by Narada, and same thing we are speaking. These are the points how one can spiritually make advance. Puruk Kramasa Akhilavanna Muktai Samadhina Anusmara Tad Vicheshtitam. Tad Vicheshtitam means his activities. And Krishna also said, Janma Karma Medidyam Yujana Titakata Kaptadina. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Jai Guruha. Anyone who understands factually what are the activities of Krishna, what is Krishna, he is Krishna. He is Krishna. Therefore, that's the Narada spiritual master, that's the spiritual master. Anyone who knows by following their footprints, he is also spiritual master. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Jai Guruha. And one who knows Krishna Tattva, he becomes immediately liberated. Because it is said here, Akhilavanna Mukta. Liberated from all conditions of material nature. So a spiritual master means one who knows Krishna. And as soon as one knows Krishna, he is liberated. Therefore, a spiritual master is liberated. All spiritual master, anyone who knows Krishna Tattva, he immediately liberates. Akhilavanna Mukta. Samadhina. Thus this has to be meditated. Anusmara. And there is another word, Anusmara. Anusmara means you don't manufacture your meditation. You try to follow the footprints who have actually meditated. So, then your meditation will be. Not that you manufacture some process of meditation and you get successful. No. Anusmara. And again he says, what is the subject matter of meditation? Tad Vicheshtitam, the activities of the law. So, if you simply remember how Krishna is speaking, Arjuna, what he is speaking, and how Arjuna is receiving, that is it. That is meditation. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved on Brahman. He was illiterate. He could not know what is the Sanskrit alphabet character, what to speak of reading. But when he was initiated, his spiritual master said, you read daily so many chapters of the book. The spiritual master knew that he is illiterate. And he also knew that I am illiterate, I cannot know what is alphabet Sanskrit. It's still the order of spiritual master. That is, this is. All right, my spiritual master, I shall try to read. So how he was reading, he took the book, and he was seeing the book, and His friends who knew that this man is illiterate and what he is reading. Mr. Satan says, how are you reading? Criticizing. He was silent because he knew that my friends are criticizing. That's all right, what can I do? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that these things are going on in the Ranganatham. That he saw that this Brahmin is very gentle and great, and he's handing the book, that's all. See, in fact, my dear Brahmin, what you are reading? He said, he could understand that he is not criticizing, he said, I'm a great man. So he said, sir, what can I say? My spiritual master asked me to read every day Bhagavad Gita, so many chapters, but I am illiterate. I cannot read. Therefore, I have taken the book, simply seeing, that's all. What can I do? But I see you are sometimes crying. You must be reading, otherwise how you are feeling and how you are crying. Yes, I am feeling. That's the fact. How? What is that? And as soon as I take this book, Bhagavad Gita, the picture of Krishna and Arjuna comes before me. I see that both Krishna and Arjuna are sitting on the chariot, and Krishna is instructing Bhagavad Gita. So I am appreciating how Lord is kind, that He has accepted the charioteer to become a charioteer of His devotee. He is so kind. So when I feel this, that Krishna is so kind that He becomes the servant of His servant, that feeling gives me some ecstasy, and I cry. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately embracing, your Bhagavad Gita reading is perfect. Yes. So this is the thing. Tadvichestita. He is simply thinking of the activities of Krishna and Arjuna. That's all. That is perfect reading of Bhagavad Gita. It does not require to read Bhagavad Gita by your academic education. If you simply hear from the authoritative source the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, and if you simply meditate upon that speech, that instruction, oh, Krishna instructed like this, Arjuna received like this, he questioned like this, he answered like this, that is meditation. Perfect meditation, and he becomes liberated. It is not very difficult job. Simply, you have to receive. Therefore, sattva-srava, you have to hear from the pure soul, give oral literature, and think of it, meditate upon it. Simply by doing this, you are liberated. These are not bluff. Here is the evidence. Simply receive the message from the right source and contemplate and meditate upon that in a chapter, you are liberated. Chanting and hearing. Hearing, savanam kirtan. First hearing, then chanting. Hear from the right source and discuss amongst yourself. Ishtagosti. Then, the perfection. So, samadhina anusmarata dhrishita. Sati suddha sprava jasada sattva rataha jitani jitani jasau bhavan evang mahaguna stavat ata urukkramasta vividam kreshitam dhila samadhina cittaika ekadhyena. This samadhi, samadhi does not mean something artificial. Here Siddha Swami says, citta vikagrino. Citta means your mind or heart completely absorbed in Krishna thought. That means Krishna thought. That is samadhi. Citta vikagrino. Vikagrino. Without diverting your heart and mind to any other business, if you simply re-engage 24 hours in Krishna's attitude, that is all. That is all. by yoga process, one has to come to this platform of samadhi. That is the perfection of the yoga. And this Krishna consciousness is directly that state. Therefore, it is the perfect yoga system. One has to come to that state, samadhi. And samadhi means, without any doubt, has time, you have to think always of Krishna. So, even if, just like this man, this Brahmin, he was simply, he was illiterate. He did not know what is Bhagavad Gita's character, what is written there. But there is samadhi. You are thinking of Krishna and Arjuna, Krishna and Arjuna, how they are talking, how they are sitting, how the chariot is there, how Krishna is lying. This is thinking, that is samadhi. Samadhi is not an artificial thing, by pressing your nose or this hand. That is, these things are recommended for the third class man, who cannot concentrate his mind in Krishna. For the fourth class, third class man. It is not for the first class man. The third class man is automatically Krishna. So, these things are to be studied very minutely and understood. The things are very easy. Savanam kirtanam visna smaranam pas. Now, the samadhi, see that we have to take the comments of authority. They hear, they see, samadhi na. Chitta ekagriya. Actually, that is samadhi. Now, this sitting posture, this breathing exercise, controlling the senses and mind, everything means that you have to make your mind so nice that it will never deviate from Krishna. So these are different types of exercise. That's like by exercise you can make your circulation of the blood nicely, you keep yourself healthy. Similarly, all this yogic process means to come to the stage of samadhi. Samadhi. And that is here in the authoritative yogic literature. But what is that samadhi? Samadhi means not to deviate. The mind should always be absorbed in Krishna thought without any deviation. So anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna is in samadhi. Anyone who is cooking for Krishna is in samadhi. Anyone who is typing for Krishna is in samadhi. Anyone who is working in the field for Krishna, he is in samadhi. Because his consciousness is that I am doing this for satisfaction of Krishna. Anukulena Krishna Anusilanam. Anusilanam. Cultivation of Krishna knowledge. Favorably. Not unfavorably. Then it is for Krishna. Bhakti Ruttama. When you go, if you think, this nice thing is being cooked, I said it is very nice, then it is not Krishna. But while cooking, if you think, let me do it very nicely so that Krishna is tasty, it is Krishna consciousness. The same thing. Activities is the same. But the consciousness is defined. That is samadhi. The samadhi is not very extraordinary thing. One has to become simply serious and sincere to Krishna, then he is in samadhi. That is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Yogināvati sarvīkāṁ madgata antarātmanā sadhyāvān bhagati jūbhāṁ Sami Yuttatam. Anyone is always thinking of me within his heart and is engaged in my service. His first task. So any person who is engaged in Krishna consciousness, who is acting simply for Krishna, 24 hours, he is in samadhi. Samadhina, tad, anusmara tad vichishtitam, anusmara, that meditation should not be manufactured by you, but under the direction of the representative of Krishna. Therefore it is called anusmara. Sittara afilaksa vannasa muttai. Then again Siddhaswami says that this process is for giving liberation from all kinds of material bondage. Akhilasya bandhasya muktaye tam anusmara smritya varnayat. And again Siddhaswami is not clearly that not only you meditate but you preach. That will help your meditation. Just like I am speaking to you, I am meditating simultaneously unless I remember, how can I speak to you? Unless my attention is concentrated, without any diverse in Krishna's subject matter, how can I speak to you? So that is all samadhi. Don't think that one who is simply sitting, he is in samadhi. One is preaching, he is also in samadhi. Because he is thinking of Krishna. Otherwise, how he can talk of Krishna? If he does not think of Krishna, Siddhaswami is. Tam anusmara smritya varnayata. Varnayata means describe us. Preach ittartha. Etasya bhaktantaram iti madhva purusha prayoga. So this preaching, samanam ketanam, simply hearing of Krishna, chanting of Krishna, preaching of Krishna is samadhi. And this is make one liberated. Akhila bandham. From all kinds of bondage, material bondage. Thank you. Liberation. She is canvassing me. Will you kindly take my side? Mukti mukilitanjali sevati atma. Here are devotees of Krishna. A mukti is standing on my door and just trying to beg. May I serve you? What can I do for you? Mukti mukilitanjali is in folded hand. The mukti is serving us all in folded hand. We are not very much anxious for mukti or liberation. Liberation is at our door. That means Krishna Bhakti Bhakta, Krishna devotee, Krishna consciousness is already liberated. Liberated is a very, it's like if the person is away, that means he has already passed all other examinations. Bhakti Mutalitanjali is not. This Krishna consciousness is so nice. Try to understand and preach. Just like Siddhartha Varnaya. Smritya varna pittasva. Don't simply be satisfied that you are simply thinking, but try to preach. That will make your life sublime. Preach. Mm-hmm.